الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, by Allah's grace and mercy, we were dealing in our last gathering on the ninth aspect or affair of the day of resurrection, which was that of the Sirat. And we spoke about the Sirat briefly. No, that was the ninth. Then we dealt with the tenth, which is entering Jannah. Thanks for correcting me. Or did I correct myself? Then we moved on to Shafa'ah. Right? We spoke about the Shafa'ah. And we actually stopped by mentioning that the three Shafa'at of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The three kinds of Shafa'ah. Shafa'ah al-Uzma, the grand intercession. وَالشَّفَاعَةُ لِأَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ لِيَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ, and the intercession for the people of paradise to actually enter paradise, even though they qualified, they can enter unless he intercedes for the door or the gate to be open. And the last one, الشَّفَاعَةِ فِي مَنْ اسْتَحَقَّ النَّارِ أَلَّا يَدْخُلَهَا وَفِي مَنْ دَخَلَهَا أَنْ يَخْرُجَ مِنْهَا. And the last shafa'ah is that those who deserve the fire will not enter it. And those who have already been admitted to hell, the hellfire will be taken out. Clear? Fine. Now, we continue. قال المؤلف رحمه الله مبينا هذه الثلاث. أما الشفاعة الأولى فيشفع في أهل الموقف حتى يقضي بينهم بعد أن يتراجع الأنبياء آدم أو حتى يقضى. Do you have a yuqda with you, ya عبد المجيد? Yuqda. See, this book, subhanAllah, they never have alif maqsura. Everything has a ya. And it doesn't sound right. It has to be passive voice. Yani, the passive voice. You know, maf'ul, what do you call it? The past participle. Majhul, mabdin majhul, ahsan. Hatta yuqda baynahum ba'da an yataraja al-anbiya. Adam wa Nuh wa Ibrahim wa Musa wa Isa ibn Maryam. من عن الشفاعة حتى تنتهي إليه. The author rahimahullah explained how these three intercessions came about. As for the first intercession, his intercession for the people on the plains on the day of resurrection. So حتى, and we will see it. حتى is like the reason, so that. It will be judged between them. It will be judged between them. After the prophets retreat and refuse and decline, we will see the hadith. Adam will decline, Nuh will decline, Ibrahim will decline, Musa will decline, Isa alayhi salam will decline, until it reaches the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Until it ends with him. قوله حتى يقضي بينهم أو حتى يقضى بينهم. Again, it's written يقضي حتى يقضى بينهم. حتى هذه تعليلية وليست غاية أو غائية. This حتى here is one of reason. It is not one of time limit, because حتى plays multiple functions in the Arabic language. حتى إذا جاء أحدهم الموت قال رب ارجعون, for example, which here means until, that's the time limit. Okay, شربت الماء حتى شبعت, I drank water until I became full, for example. Or the one we have, حتى means, the other meaning of حتى is the reason. يعني ضربت ابني حتى يتعلم, I beat my son so that he may learn. So you see حتى, it's either until a particular deadline, time limit, or so that. قلت له أن يأتي حتى كذا وكذا, I told him to come so that such and such will happen. So the Shaykh will elaborate, لأن الشفاعة لأن شفاعة الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام تنتهي قبل أن يقضى بين الناس. His intercession will actually be done and finished before the actual judgment begins. He will intercede, then the judgment begins. So if حتى means the time limit, it wouldn't make any sense. فإنه إذا شفع نزل الله عز وجل للقضاء بين عباده وقضى بينهم. Once the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم intercede, Allah will descend سبحانه وتعالى, so that he may judge between his creation and judge between them. ونظيرها قوله تعالى, a similar ayah or the similar meaning of حتى is in the ayah in Surah المنافقون, هم الذين يقولون لا تنفقوا على من عند رسول الله حتى ينفضوا. It is they who say do not spend on those who are with the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم until they desert. Right? Now فإن قولوا حتى ينفضوا للتعليل, meaning do not do so that they will desert him. Do not spend so that they will desert him. It doesn't mean that do not spend until they desert him. This is very important here, the technicality of the term. أي من أجل أن أيوة, the reason, من أجل أن ينفضوا, so that they may desert him. وليست الغاية, لأن المعنى يفسد بذلك. It is not for time limit, otherwise the meaning will be corrupted with that interpretation. قولوا بعد أن يتراجع الأنبياء آدم ونوح وإبراهيم وموسى وعيسى بن مريم عن الشفاعة. After the prophets declined, then he mentioned. Now why did we say آدم ونوح and not آدم ونوح or something else? How come it's مرفوع? ها عبد المجيد. يتراجع, أن يتراجع الأنبياء or الأنبياء or الأنبياء أنبياء. Because what is أنبياء here? فاعل. So the ones that follow it, which describe it, will also be مرفوع. You see why? أنبياء آدم وإلى آخره ونوح, because they will take the same position grammatically as the فاعل. Because aren't they the fa'il? Anbiya, isn't it, you know, they are being detailed now. And there isn't anything which is separating them like harf illa, afwan, like harf jar, or something else, or it's not mudaf and mudaf ilayh. So then it takes on the same ruling. Mashi? أن يرد كل واحد منهم إلى الآخر. Each one of them will decline and will pass on the intercession for the next prophet or messenger. Now شرح هذه الجملة ما رواه البخاري ومسلم عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه. What explains this sentence is the hadith which was collected by Bukhari and Muslim on the authority of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه. أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, or the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, أنا سيد الناس يوم القيامة. I am the master of people on the day of resurrection. I'm the leader. I'm the سيد. أي. وهل تدرون, and it doesn't mean that's not the سيادة of Allah عز وجل. That's not the Allah is the ultimate سيد. But here in reference to the people, the Prophet ﷺ will have such a position amongst them. Otherwise, the ultimate سيد is Allah. Because we have other narrations where the people said, Prophet ﷺ said, he said, As-Sayyidullah. He said, the Sayyid is Allah. So it has to do with the people's intention and to what extent they're trying to glorify or magnify or venerate the Prophet ﷺ. If they go to extremes with it, then they don't use the term Sayyid. But he was given that position. طيب. He said, do you know why? Do you know why is that? Or why that is? يجمع الله الناس الأولين والآخرين في صعيد واحد. Allah will gather all of the people, the first and the late generations, on one plane. يسمعهم الداعي. Everyone can hear the caller. وينفذهم البصر. And everyone can see everyone can see everything. يعني when you look, you know how when you look now down the street, it just seems that the earth is curving, then and you just can't see at some point. On the day of resurrection, you just see. No matter how far, everything, ينفذهم البصر. A sight will encompass everyone. It wouldn't be, you know, like it is in the dunya now. You won't be able to see everything. وَتَدْنُ مِنْهُمْ الشَّمْسُ, and the sun will be brought near to them, right? فَيَبْلُغُ النَّاسُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَالْكَرْبِ مَا لَا يَطِيقُونَ وَلَا يَحْتَمِلُونَ. The people will reach such a state of distress, afwan, worry, and that which they cannot bear and they cannot endure. It's just too much. فَيَقُولُ النَّاسُ, so they will say, أَلَا تَرَوْنَ مَا قَدْ بَلَغَكُمْ. Do you see what condition you're in right now? You see the condition you're in right now? أَلَا تَنْظُرُونَ مَنْ يَشْفَعُ لَكُمْ إِلَى رَبِّكُمْ. Do you not want to look for someone who will intercede for you with your Lord? فَيَقُولُ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَلَيْكُمْ بِآدَمْ. So some of them will say to others, upon you is Adam. فَيَأْتُونَهُ, so they will come to him. فَيَقُولُونَ لَهُ, they will say to him, أَنْتَ أَبُو الْبَشَرِ, you are the father of humanity. خَلَقَكَ اللَّهُ بِيَدِهِ. Look at the aqidah of Ahl Sunnah al-Jama'ah. Allah created you with His hand. Allah created you with His hand. وَنَفَخَ فِيكَ مِنْ رُوحِهِ, and Allah, He blew into you from His spirit, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَمَرَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ فَسَجَدُوا لَكَ, and Allah commanded the angels, so they prostrated for you. أَلَا تَرَى إِلَى مَا نَحْنُ فِيهِ. Do you see what we are in? Can you not see the condition and the distress we are in? فَيَقُولُ إِنَّ رَبِّي غَضِبَ الْيَوْمَ غَضَبًا لَمْ يَغْضَبْ قَبْلَهُ وَمِثْلَهُ وَلَنْ يَغْضَبْ بَعْدَهُ مِثْلَهُ. He will say, my Lord is very angry. An anger like which He has never been before and never will be again. Yani this is as angry as Allah Azza wa Jal would be. Never been that angry, never will be angry after that to that level, like on that day. وَإِنَّهُ نَهَانِ عَنِ الشَّجَرَةِ فَعَصَيْتَهُ, and He has forbade that I consume from the tree, but I disobeyed Him. نفسي نفسي نفسي, myself, myself, myself. اذهبوا إلى نوح, go to نوح. فيأتون نوحا. Why نوحا؟ Why نوحا not نوح or نوح؟ Grammar. مفعول به. Is Abdul Majid the only one who studies Arabic up in here? Are you guys in the same class or are you doing something on your own, akhi?
Very senior.
Very senior and you're very junior? Ha, Ibrahim. Yalla, Ibrahim. Shud limma ya sheikh. Li. The fa'al maf'ul bihi, this should be like peanuts. طيب نعت and some of the complicated كان وخواتي, I know this gets complicated, but فعل فعل مفعول به حرف جر اسم مجرور خلاص. Hey, فأتون نوحا, they will go to نوح because it's the object of the sentence and the object of the sentence is منصوب, it ends with a فتحة, if it takes a فتحة otherwise it could be an ألف, whatever. فيقولون يا نوح, they will say, oh نوح, إنك أنت أول الرسل إلى أهل الأرض. You are the first messenger to the people of earth. You remember we always say Adam is the first prophet, Nuh is the first messenger, and people always wonder what's the evidence. There you go. Bukhari and Muslim, Abu Huraira, the people say to him, أنت أول الرسل إلى أهل الأرض. You are the first messenger Allah sent to the people of to the people on earth. Adam is the first prophet, as we will see in the narrations later, inshallah. وَقَدْ سَمَّاكَ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا, and Allah Azza wa Jal has called you the thankful slave. إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. اشْفَعْ لَنَا إِلَى رَبِّكَ, intercede for us with your Lord. أَلَا تَرَى إِلَى مَا نَحْنُ فِيهِ, do you not see the condition in which we're in? فَيَقُولُ كَمَا قَالَ آدَمْ فِي غَضَبِ اللَّهِ, he will say like that which Adam said concerning Allah's anger and wrath. وإنه قد كانت لي دعوة دعوته على قومي اذهبوا إلى إبراهيم, and I had it, and I had one supplication and I used it against my people. Go to Ibrahim. What is that دعوة? What is the da'wah of Nuh against his people? Today or tonight? وقال نوح رب لا تذر على الأرض من الكافرين ديارا. Right? What did he say? And Nuh said, Oh Allah, do not leave upon earth a single kafir. Don't leave a land, don't leave anything for a kafir. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ ذَرْهُمْ يُضِلُّ عِبَادَكَ If you leave them, they will mislead your slaves. So he made dua against his people. But when? After how many years of da'wah? 950 years. دَعَوْتُ قَوْمِي لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا Night and day, giving them da'wah. 950 years. Now with us, after 2 days, say, this guy, خلاص, man. No good, this guy is going to Jahannam. He doesn't listen. Slow down, yeah, chief. I mean, we know you continue. It doesn't mean that people shouldn't listen. It just means that you continue. Hoping that one day Allah Azza wa Jalla will open the hearts and the minds to understand. But he made dua and he felt that this was something which shouldn't have been done, obviously. So he said, I've made dua against my people. Go to Ibrahim, alayhi salam. فَيَتُونَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ So they will go to Ibrahim. فَيَقُولُونَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ أَنْتَ نَبِيُّ اللَّهِ وَخَلِيلُهُ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ You are the Prophet of Allah and His intimate friend from among the people of earth. اشْفَعْ لَنَا إِلَى رَبِّكَ Intercede for us with your Lord. أَلَا تَرَى إِلَى مَا نَحْنُ فِيهِ Do you not see the condition in which we're in? فَيَقُولُ كَمَا قَالَ آدَمُ فِي غَضَبِ اللَّهِ He will say the same thing Adam said concerning Allah's anger. وَإِنِّي قَدْ كَذَّبْتُ ثَلَاثَ كَذِبَاتٍ And I have made 3 lies. Or I've lied 3 times. اِذْهَبُوا إِلَى مُوسَى Go to Musa. Do you know the 3 lies? We will deal with them later, inshallah. Or do you know them?
Yeah. He told... Wife is relative.
Okay, he said his wife is a relative. Okay, we will explain the details later. What else?
And when he smashed all the idols, he said, I'll put one out there.
He said, ask the big one. Yeah, he's the big one. That big one is the one who, you know, he's the one who beat all of them. And the last one?
That's it.
Inni saqib. Inni saqib. He told them, you know, after, in the beginning, Surah As-Saffat. وَإِنَّ مِنْ شِعَتِهِ لَإِبْرَاهِيمِ إِذْ جَاءَ قَلْبَهُ إِذْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ مَاذَا تَعْبُدُونَ قَالُوا أَئِفْكًا آلِهَةً دُونَ اللَّهِ تُرِيدُونَ فَمَا ظَنُّكُمْ بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ فَنَظَرَ نَظْرَةً فِي النُّجُومِ فَقَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيمٌ Then he looked at the stars and he said, I am ill, I am sick. We will see them in the hadith. It will come inshallah. على كل حال. So they will go to who? فَإِذْهَبُوا إِلَى مُوسَى They will go to Musa. فَيَتُونَ مُوسَى فَيَقُولُونَ يَا مُوسَى They will go to Musa. Oh Musa, أَنْتَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَنْتَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ You are the messenger of Allah. فَضَّلَكَ اللَّهُ بِرِسَالَتِهِ وَبِكَلَامِهِ عَلَى الْأَسْ Allah favored you in His message. The message He gave you, the Torah, which was, you know, amongst other scriptures, it had its weight. وَكَلَامِهِ He spoke to Allah directly. Allah spoke to him directly. That's why they call Musa Kalimullah. Kalimullah. Alayhi salatu wassalam. Tayyib. Ishfa' lana ila rabbik. Intercede for us with your Lord. Ala tara ila ma nahnu fi. Do you not see the condition in which we're in? فَيَقُولُ كَمَا قَالَ آدَمُ فِي غَضَبِ اللَّهِ He will say the same thing Adam said concerning Allah's anger. وَأَنِّي قَدْ قَتَلْتُ نَفْسًا لَمْ أُؤْمَرْ بِقَتْلِ And I had killed the soul which I was not commanded to kill. Whose is that? Who did he kill? One of Fir'aun's people. Because one of the Bani Israel was fighting with one of the Fir'aunis. The Coptic, yes. The Akbat, Ahsant. And then he sought help with Musa. The scholars say Musa was so powerful, he punched this man once and khalas. He terminated him. So that was that. And it was accidental. And he didn't mean to kill him. طيب إذن اذهبوا إلى من إلى عيسى go to عيسى فيأتون عيسى so they will go to عيسى فيقولون يا عيسى أنت رسول الله وكلمته أو عفوا وكلمته إلى مريم وروح منه وكلمة الناس وكلمت الناس في المهدي صبيا. أو عيسى, you are the messenger of Allah and a word from him to Maryam and a spirit created by his command, and you spoke to the people in the cradle as an infant, you know. اشفع لنا إلى ربك, intercede for us with your Lord. ألا ترى إلى ما نحن فيه, do you not see the condition in which we're in. فيقول كما قال آدم في غضب الله, he will say the same thing Adam said concerning Allah, but ولم يذكر ذنبا, however he does not mention any sin which he committed. Notice now, Adam said I ate from the tree, Ibrahim said I lied 3 times, and Musa, Nuh said that I made a da'wah against my people, Ibrahim said I lied 3 times, Musa said I killed someone, Isa didn't say anything. وكلمهم وكلهم يقول كما قال آدم. All of them will say like Adam said, نفسي نفسي نفسي, myself myself myself. اذهبوا إلى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. So at the end he will send him to the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, our Prophet. And that's honor enough that Allah made us His follower, His followers. We could have been the followers of another Prophet, but that's not as virtuous. It is not as virtuous. طيب. فيأتون محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فيقولون يا محمد. So they will go to the Prophet ﷺ and say, oh Muhammad, anta Rasulullah, you are the messenger of Allah. وَقَاتَمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ, and you are the final and the seal of all prophets. وَقَدْ غَفَرَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَغَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأْخَرَ. Allah has forgiven all of your previous and the future sins, or shortcomings as the scholars prefer to interpret it, or making a decision which could have been better that is not sinful. That's another interpretation. على كل حال, اشفع لنا إلى ربك, intercede for us with your Lord. ألا ترى إلى ما نحن فيه, do you not see the condition in which we are in. So the Prophet ﷺ said, فأنطلق, then I will head in that direction, I will move, I will go. فأأتي تحت العرش, I will go beneath the throne of Allah, under the throne of Allah. فأقع ساجدا لربي عز وجل, I will fall in prostration for my Lord, the sublime and the exalted. ثم يفتح الله علي من محمده وحسن الثناء عليه شيئا لم يفتحه على أحد قبلي. Then Allah will reveal or will inspire me to praise Him, to praise Him and you know, magnify Him in a way which He has never inspired anyone before me. يعني something specific to that occasion. ثم يقال, then it will be said to me, يا محمد ارفع رأسك. Oh Muhammad, raise your head. سل تعطى, ask and it will be given to you. واشفع تشفع, and intercede and your intercession will be granted. وذكر تمام الحديث, and he mentioned the end of the hadith. Now the Sheikh said, والكذبات الثلاث التي ذكرها إبراهيم عليه السلام فسرت بما رواه البخاري عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه. Now the three lies which Ibrahim mentioned were explained by what has been narrated by Bukhari from Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه. قال لم يكذب إبراهيم عليه السلام إلا ثلاث كذبات. Ibrahim did not lie except three lies. إثنتين منهن في ذات الله. Two of them were in Allah, for Allah سبحانه وتعالى, for the sake of Allah. قوله إني سقيم, his statement I am sick. وقوله بل فعله كبيركم هذا, بل فعله كبيركم هذا, nay but that big one amongst them did it for the idols. وذكر قوله عن امرأته سارة أنها أختي, and that he said about Sarah his wife, she's my sister, not just his relative, he said she's my sister. وفي صحيح مسلم, in صحيح مسلم في حديث الشفاعة السابق, أن الثالث قوله في الكوكب هذا ربي, ولم يذكر قصة سارة. In the حديث of Muslim, however, it mentions the third one that he said about the planet, this is my Lord, and it doesn't mention Sarah as being the third lie. ابن حجر, لكن قال ابن حجر رحمه الله في الفتح الذي يظهر أنها وهم من بعض الرواة وعلل لذلك. He said perhaps it's a mistake and a misunderstanding among some of the narrators of the hadith, and he gave his explanation. So it is Sarah saying she's a sister, saying I am ill, and accusing the big idol as being the one that destroyed the smaller ones. وَإِنَّمَا سَمَّى إِبْرَاهِيمَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامَ هَذِهِ كَذِبَاتٍ تَوَاضُعًا مِنْهُ. Now Ibrahim only called them lies out of humbleness from himself. They're not really lies. لأنه بحسب مراده صدق صدق مطابق مطابق للواقع. Because according to his intention, this is truthful, which is in agreement with facts, with reality. فهي من باب التورية والله أعلم. This is part of indirect explanation. What does that mean? Or indirect expression. Look, we have, this is allowed in Islam under particular circumstances. Okay? Where, you know, you may be in a position where you have to lie, and the way you lie, it's not really a lie. You don't wind up lying, you just wind up saying something which pleases the person whom you're dealing with and keeps you away from haram. The intention is to avoid haram, not for entertainment. For example, someone will say, did you, another example, you have to buy insurance to register the car in your name. And assuming that they don't check, they don't verify, and you don't want to buy insurance because it's haram, okay? He asks you, knowing that you will not get in bigger trouble, he asks you, did you have insurance? And you intend that, yes, 10 years ago, I had insurance. And you say, yes. You're not really lying. Because your niyya, his question entertains a vast number of answers. Your niyya is that, yes, 10 years ago I did have insurance. So when you say yes, you're actually not lying. Do you understand? Now don't let the shaitan play games with you. Say, oh, this sounds great, and then you make it a habit. This is allowed, according to the ulama, in situations where you want to avoid haram, and you think that saying something which is still true, you're not really lying, but may be interpreted in multiple ways, and you're not really lying, is allowed for necessity to avoid haram. Is that clear?
You say that, but you mean something else. Like,
yes.
You have insurance, yes, God is my insurance, for example.
Sure, that's one form of tawriyah. Yes, that's one form of tawriyah. But like I said, some people wind up going overboard. And then, you know, they never say the truth again. Everything is tawriyah. So you never get any truth from them. This is haram. We're saying,
do you have money? Yes, I have money, but not in my pocket, in my home, for example.
Exactly. Or somebody, some people, you know, with the, if somebody said, where's my money? He owes the money. He will take money out of his pocket, put on dress, say, wallah, I don't have any money. And the money's right there. So, but like I said, people may wind up playing games with this, and so, you know, you're all mature men here. I hope, you know, don't misunderstand it. Islam allowed, like at the time of Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, some of the ulama did this. When the fitna of the creation of the Quran came, and they were being killed. If the Amir, if you didn't say the Quran was created, they will kill you. And so you allowed at such time, now Imam Ahmad wanted to sacrifice for the deen, but you're allowed to protect yourself to say something. So what did the ulama used to say? When the soldiers would come and ask him, is the Quran created? They would say to him, the Suhuf of Ibrahim, the Torah of Musa, the Injil of Isa, and the Quran of Muhammad, these are created. And when he's saying these are created, he means what? His four fingers.
Yes.
Capish? He will say, these four are created. And the guy, the soldier is like, okay, good. You're on the manhaj. And he's saying, these four are created.
Yes.
Get it? The ulama did this. Now Imam Ahmad was such a big status and huge followers that he was afraid people, actually the ulama say, people were standing outside with pens and papers waiting for the statement of Imam Ahmad. If he were to say that, even just to get rid of the soldiers, then the whole Ummah's Aqidah may have been corrupted, because they will take his statement face value. So he said no, and then he kept to it, and alhamdulillah, Allah protected the deen and Aqidah through Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala. But you see, the ulama did this tawriyah. So this is what is intended. But don't make it a habit. Barakallahu feek. Naam. Idhan, ayna ana, lastu adri. Hey, Jameel. Qawlu hatta tantahi ilayh. Until it ends with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ila Rasul alayhi sallam, until the shafa'a winds up being with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وسبق في الحديث ما يكون بعد ذلك. In the hadith we explain what will happen afterwards. ها وهذه الشفاعة العظمى لا تكون لأحد أبدا إلا للرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام. This grand intercession would never be for anyone except the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. وهي أعظم الشفاعات, it is the greatest of the intercessions, لأن فيها إراحة الناس من هذا الموقف العظيم والكرب والغم. Because it will be means and it will be that which will save the people from the difficulties, hardships and distress of that day. Yani imagine all of these people, they go on running for Adam, Nuh, Ibrahim, and no one is able to help them. Who will help them? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his shafa'ah. Even though they're going to go to Jahannam, but that shafa'ah, because if they're going to go to Jahannam anyways, then that duration, that waiting period is agonizing. So, and for those who want to go to Jannah, yani it's mercy from Allah سبحانه وتعالى. إذن وهؤلاء الرسل الذين ذكروا في حديث الشفاعة كلهم من أولي العزم. These messengers which are mentioned in حديث الشفاعة, all of them are from أولي العزم. Who are أولي العزم؟ يعني those of strong determination. وقد ذكرهم الله تعالى في موضعين من القرآن. Allah mentioned all of them in two places in the Quran, في سورة الأحزاب وفي سورة الشورى. In Surah the Confederates and Ashura, the consultation. أما في سورة الأحزاب, سورة الأحزاب في قوله تعالى وإذ أخذنا من النبيين ميثاقهم ومنك ومن نوح وإبراهيم وموسى وعيسى بن مريم. And mention when we took the covenant from the prophets and from you and from نوح and Ibrahim and موسى and عيسى بن مريم. All of them are mentioned together. With the Prophet ﷺ, that's how many? Five. وأما في سورة الشورى فقوله تعالى شرع لكم من الدين ما وصى به نوحا والذي أوحينا إليك وما وصينا به إبراهيم وموسى وعيسى أن أقيموا الدين ولا تتفرقوا فيه كبر على المشركين ما تدعون إليه إلى آخر الآيات. He has legislated for them of the deen, that which he has advised or conveyed or revealed unto Nuh, and that which we have revealed unto you, and what we had advised Ibrahim and Musa and Isa. So again, Nuh, the Prophet ﷺ, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, all these five prophets or messengers were mentioned together in two places in the Quran, Shura, Surah Al-Ahzab. تنبيه قوله الأنبياء آدم ونوح إلى آخره. جزم المؤلف رحمه الله بأن آدم نبي وهو كذلك, لأن الله تعالى أوحى إليه بشرع أمره ونهى. The notice now, Ibn Taymiyyah said the أنبياء, he said يتراجع الأنبياء, the prophets will decline, then he began with what? Adam, Nuh. He said this means that the author Ibn Taymiyyah is of the opinion that Adam is a prophet, and he is a prophet because Allah revealed something to him and he commanded him and he forbade him. وروى ابن حبان في صحيحه, ابن حبان narrated in الصحيح أن أبا ذر رضي الله عنه سأل صلى الله عليه وسلم هل كان آدم نبيا قال نعم. أبو ذر asked صلى الله عليه وسلم was Adam a prophet, he told him نعم, yes. خلاص. فيكون آدم أول الأنبياء الموحى إليهم. So Adam was the first prophet to receive revelation. وأما أول الرسل فنوح. As for the first messenger, it is نوح. كما هو صريح في حديث الشفاعة, because it's explicitly said in حديث الشفاعة, you are the first messenger Allah sent to mankind. وظاهر القرآن في قوله, also the apparent meaning of the آيات in the Quran في قوله تعالى إنا أوحينا إليك كما أوحينا إلى نوح والنبيين من بعده. Allah said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, verily we have revealed unto you like we revealed unto Nuh and the prophets after him. So he began with Nuh. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا وَإِبْرَهِيمَ وَجَعَلْنَا فِي ذُرِّيَّتِهِمَا النُّبُوَّةَ وَالْكِتَابَ. And we have verily sent forth Noah and Abraham, and we made in their progeny the prophethood and the book. خلاص. So inshallah ta'ala we conclude with this much. Because the explanation of the Shafa'ah is extensive and elongated, and it's going to get very, very exciting inshallah ta'ala, and then we'll be dealing with a very technical part of our Iman, the belief in Qadr, preordainment. Bi'idhnillah Azza wa Jal, wa alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad.